Here we go. The hour's approaching to give it your best and send in your faxes and notes. Make your message stand out from the rest with lots and lots of inside jokes. That's how you make the mailbag. Oh, it's Tony's mailbag. Share the most trivial crap you can think of. Itemize your last meal. Guilt him into writing your whole college thesis. Then ask if he invented the wheel. And then you'll make the mailbag. Ooh, Mr. Tony's mailbag. Always fade out your mailbag jingle. If you fade out, it seems like you had way more jokes, but Nigel cut you off.
All right, welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This is a weekly podcast highlighting shows from the Tony Kornheiser Show and tkjingles.com. Bunch of stupid music, a little behind-the-scenes action, and some bonus songs that you may not hear on the website or anywhere else. So that opening song there was one that I did a long time ago. It was a parody of a song that was in South Park and then ultimately in Team America. Every time that I think that I'm doing a good job with these jingles or doing something funny, I hear something that Trey Parker has done and I just kind of shake my head and say, well, I'm never going to be as good as that. So, I absolutely love all the things that he's done and his whole, style. And, you know, South Park can get a little bit crude and silly sometimes, but, from a musical standpoint, the stuff they put on that show is just brilliant. All right, so this week I wanted to give a quick update on the Kickstarter. I got two ginormous boxes that just arrived in my mail today. All of the t-shirts are here. They're complete. So sometime in the next 2 weeks, I'll start sending these puppies out. I think there's about 115 packages I have to send. So I think it's going to take me a little while. So please be patient. You should get your stuff by July 4th or so. I'll try to get it to you soon. Then also, if you want to send me something, if you want to just give me some feedback on what's going on here, if you'd like to hear your name on this podcast, I just want to remind you that my email address is podcast@tkjingles.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can also tweet me at Jerry Negrelli. And then with respect to tkjingles.com, there's a new podcast that just became available this week, the Top 10 Podcast. So right now there's the Firehose Podcast, which is everything. It's available every Friday. It's a total dump of whatever junk is put up there by myself and others. Then there's this podcast where I do a little bit of yakking and behind-the-scenes talk. And then the top 10 is, it features no speaking at all. It's just the top 10 most played songs of the week. It's going to come out every Wednesday. And you can download that and listen to that if you don't want to hear me chattering or if you just want to catch up on what's popular, what you might have missed in the past week if you haven't been to the website recently. So this next, this opening segment here, I wanted to focus on some of the great new songs from the past week. Then we're going to play a selection from one of the most frequent jinglers on tkjingles.com that I think you'll really enjoy. And then I've got a few behind the scenes bonus tunes, one from the 31 and 31, and then one from Nigel's Rubbish Bin. And then we're going to end it with a nice little mailbag from some things that you all have sent in. So in this first segment, you know, we had a song on the past week that was a collaboration by Alex Lau, John Fitzpatrick, Brad Weiss, and Joe Arrow called War. And it was all about Bob Ryan's rant about wins above replacement and the stupid baseball sabermetrics and stuff. And it was hilarious, and they played it for Bob Ryan, and he said something to the effect of, like, this is the greatest thing in the history of music, or some other hyperbolic, just awesome praise. And Tony was extolling Bob, saying, hey, you know, isn't this great? Aren't you, you know, doesn't this make you excited? People did this for you. Aren't you, you know, you should be proud. And it made me laugh because I realized that, you know, it's almost to the point of self-parody that we folks, myself, John, Brad, you know, people that are doing this, Tony can say something like, you know, last night I used the restroom and, you know, I was in there for a long time. And the next day there'd be a jingle like, did you use the bathroom last night? You know, I mean, we're basically taking any trivial bullshit that he or his guests talk about and turning it into a song. And, you know, it's still really funny, and I obviously am still doing it, so I think it's funny, but, you know, we got to be careful here that we pick our battles. I think the War thing is great, but, you know, it just reminded me of that. So This first song we're going to open with, Leading Into War, is one that I wrote kind of as a joke on that, about how we're just kind of kissing Tony's ass and just singing whatever he happens to be talking about. Then, so there's going to be that little song by me, that this brilliant collaboration by Alex, John, Brad, and Joe, followed by a Beatles parody by Ben V. Ben has been very consistent and I think a good example of how to do this right. With one a week, you don't have to be an obsessive maniac like myself or some of the other folks that will stay unmentioned that maybe do this a little bit too frequently. And still you can put out good material and have fun with it and be funny. Then we have a Route 66 parody by Bill B., a great example of a family collaboration by Brian Stevenson's kids. He wrote the lyrics and he pimped out his two children to sing it for him. This actually is a song, The Prayer. It's a duet that Michelle and I did last summer, and it is her all-time favorite jingle. So I don't know if I've played that on this show, but I guess I'll play our version at some point down the road. But here's a great version by Brian and Brian's kids. Then we have a Workerman jingle that I did to a Billy Joel song, followed by one that just makes me laugh so much, the Moving Down to Boca by Old at Heart, and then a hilarious Cranberries jingle by KJ. And I think that, I'll talk about KJ's jingle after I play it. So why don't you all just enjoy these 8 new songs.
If you want to have a jingle played on the air, try to be clever or include a swear, or just play it safe and make a crack about his hair. A workerman hero is what you will be. A workerman hero sucking up to Tony.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
War. Hook.
What?
Wins above replacement.
Absolutely.
Stupid.
Ask Bob Bryan.
War. Hook.
Good baseball God.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Listen to Bob Bang. War I hate. Cause it means the destruction of what makes baseball great. War means nothing to the true baseball lover. We gotta fight back and make sabermetrics hide for cover. I said
war!
Good baseball God!
Wins above replacement!
Absolutely!
Stupid!
Ask Bob Bryan!
War!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Listen to my band.
War.
It ain't nothing but a dumb statistic.
War.
If Will Bond met a war lover, he'd go ballistic. War is an enemy to the whole game. I guess we've got Bill James to blame. War has caused unrest with the younger generation. I hope it doesn't infect the TK Biddles Nation.
War!
Good baseball gods, y'all.
Wins above replacement.
Absolutely.
Stupid.
Ask Bob Bryan.
War!
What?
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Ask Bobby.
War!
I've got something for all you folks. I've got your emails, got your notes. I've got your fax, man. Who sends a fax, man? I am big and you are small. May have hair, but I am bald. Like Henry Waxman. Yeah, Henry Waxman. If for sneaky talk.
Let me read your heart.
If you've got ice cream,
please send a pie.
If you're getting hit,
I will not go.
If your life's a bitch,
this is your show.
If you motor to DC Northwest, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I take a hike down Rockville Pike. It winds from Jones Bridge to Middle Lane, more than 7.5 miles all the way. I take a hike on Rockville Pike. Well, it crosses Marinelli, goes right to the BP. Hey, there's Bagel City looking mighty pretty, you'll see. Cedar and Bellevue, Strathmore Avenue, Nicholson and Montrose, don't forget old Georgetown. Alpine, Wooten, Rockville Metro Station, won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you take that Chevy Chase Bethesda trip, take a hike down Rockville Pike. Take a hike down Rockville Pike.
Nella mia pescera,
I pray that you won't die.
So che ci salverà,
che ci muoversi in studio,
ai belle finestre,
you are so bold and wise,
spreading facts that we don't know. A ricordarci che
Siberia is very cold.
Dove sono le chambelle?
Guess who's really tall?
Lead us from Haiti on.
Turkeys we won't fry.
Dropping information for life.
I work at Arby's 7 days a week. Each day at lunch I run a shoe shine. After working a double, I catch the last bus, 'cause I work evenings at the mines. I bang on bricks until my hands bleed. Then I roast some beans in a tin can. I spent 3 months' wages on a fancy blue towel, because I'm just a worker man.
Loves to receive tributes, kind bars, coffee, ice cream. The Tony's free in his admission. Straight cash, homie, is his dream. He's had no new sensations since they invented light. His only new addiction, cough syrup, drink at night. He'll make you stand right by the door. Your bike is in the rain. He'll tell you all about his life on the radio each day. But for the book he'll make you pay. Up since 4 a.m. he should move down to Boca. Dinner's at 5 p.m. he'll let right in Boca. His hair is somewhat red, but his skin is truly orange. He wears poor Carol out.
mush it down to Boca. Can't she just visit Boca? Hope she has friends in Boca.
Woke up in Beach Rehoboth on his elevator floor. Too much free Calvert Woodley liquor. Tony can't open the door. He will not cover your team. Talks about last night's Nationals game. He'll tell you it's a local show, so you can't lay him the blame. It'll make you go insane. Up at 4 a.m. he should move down to Boca. Asleep at 8 p.m. he's right at home in Boca. His hair is somewhat red, but his skin is truly orange. He'll wear his golf gloves out once he moves down to Boca. He'll be big time in Boca if there's parking in Boca.
She said, when I drove your car, I didn't get too far before it hit the fan. 'Cause some dude gave me the bird, and man, I was disturbed. So why was he being so rude? What's with his attitude? I was driving just fine. It was just so damn absurd. I said I've been a jerk. You know I just assumed you knew. It had to be my TK sticker. That's why you got the middle finger. He saluted. TK saluted you with that finger.
You know, I'm getting as bad as Nigel. I forgot to mention that Route 66 jingle by Bill B was actually sung quite well by Brad Weiss. Now, that last tune there was a Cranberries parody by KJ of Linger. And I think I just wanted to make a quick comment on that. You know, with doing 650 songs or whatever there is on tkjingles.com right now, something like that, it's so hard to be original and to do something different. And it's really important to me when I do this to try to advance the conversation. And, you know, as I said many times before, I take this way too seriously. You know, I freely admit that. So if you roll your eyes at anything I say here, you know, that's fine. But if you're going to do this, it's my opinion that you should try to be different and funny and not rehash the same jokes. And, as much as that as there's going to be emails, faxes, notes, is going to be there, whatever. But, you know, try to find a new angle on it, a new voice, something different. And I thought that was a great one there, just taking on the whole TK sticker concept and getting flicked off in traffic and just telling a little story about that. I thought that was great. All right, so if you have the TK Jingles mobile app and if you've used it, many of you have, I think there's been about 1,200 downloads on iPhone right now and much fewer on the other devices. But if you've got that, you've noticed that it's powered by playlists. So you, as a listener of tkjingles.com and just as a registered user of the website, you can create your own playlist. There's a favorites that's built for everybody by default, but you can go there and make your own. So if you wanted to make a playlist about all the songs about Wilbon or a playlist about everything having to do with Kevin Sheehan and the winter weather forecast or something, you could do that. And I pick playlists that I find funny or interesting and put them, integrate them with the mobile app. So if you want to just put together your best of or favorite, just give it a funny name. It could be featured on the TK Jingles mobile app. And this next one is an example of that. I'm going to play three songs from this playlist. It's called Brad's Best. And I asked Brad Weiss just to put together a playlist of his own personal favorites of the things that he's done. And the first one is a collaboration he did with Steve Maloney that I think is one of the all-time funniest songs from tkjingles.com. Followed by a collaboration he did with KJ that he wrote and KJ sang with him to a Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand song. And then finally one of Brad singing on his own with himself as various cartoon characters. So enjoy.
Well, Did you know I know magic? Well, of course you do. I'm on here every other day reminding you, yeah, he's magic. Actually urban to me. He tells me lots of stories, gets me food for free. I'll tell you about my magic so then you'll know how it is I name drop sports stars in every TK show. Oh, you must know I know magic. Another Midwestern guy, as down to earth a billionaire as you'll ever find. Hey, and listen, when you're out in LA, if you need Dodger box seats, just mention my name. I'm partial to Jordan and Chicago teams, but my good friend Irvin Johnson is so dear to me.
There's no bacon sandwich. You won't buy a painting.
Don't show me up each day on the show when we get to the songs on old guy radio.
I remember when you wore that coat in Norway, wrote a funny ballad. No, there's no drunken bandwagon rides.
Well, I can name that tune, and you can eat it when I'm right.
Well, I don't have a chance when you're hogging the mine.
I don't call you Nancy anymore.
Okay, Jeannie?
Okay.
A little quicker, Gary?
Quicker?
Okay, Tony? Tony? Tony!
What? Are we sponsored?
Mailbag time is here. Time for notes for all you folks. This show stinks, but now it's done. Here comes mailbag time for fun. Want a bacon sandwich, please? Me, I want a doctoral degree. He can surely spend the cash. Won't someone send a sash?
All right, so that's an example there of a playlist that Brad created that has some really funny songs on it. So if you'd like to create a playlist, I would love to feature it on this podcast or on the TK Jingles mobile app. So please go to tkjingles.com, check out your favorite songs, go to look at your playlist, find something you like, put it together. You can drop me a line, podcast at tkjingles.com, let me know about it. Tweet me at Jerry Negrelli, just to give me a heads up. I also check once a week or so just to see what new playlists are in there. So please be a part of that. I really like to have more people involved. Now, this last segment is going to be a few bonus songs. Last week, I previewed Nigel's Rubbish Bin, which is going to be this great new podcast this summer featuring unaired songs. And I played a song that had been aired. I didn't know about it because it's never been posted to tkjingles.com. It was That Thing You Do. Matt Spada had done it. And I guess it aired sometime a little while ago. I missed the show. I had no idea because it's never on my website. So I just had missed that one. I think this one that I'm going to play has not been aired. It's a song by Chad Reuter. It would be hilarious if it actually has been. And once again, I just missed it. But I think this is a rarity. If anything, I haven't heard it in a long time, and you probably haven't either if it did make it in there. And then the first one I'm going to play right before that is from the 31 and 31. So if you don't know what that means, this summer from July 10th until August 9th, I'm going to have 31 brand new jingles that are going to debut one each day. And four of those are going to be collaborations. So I've got one in the pipeline that Byron sent me a few days ago. And then this one here by Bill B to a David Bowie song done in the style of the Wallflowers, which I think is a far superior arrangement of that tune. And it's about our old friend John Junior Feinstein. So enjoy this preview of 31 and 31 and Nigel's Rubbish Bin coming your way in just a few short weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had pants. 36s, size 36 pants. Though nothing keep us from riding. Kitty mysteries, where Tony keeps whining. Oh, we can be junior just for one day. I will be knight, and you will be too. We won't be on the show unless they pay. We can be junior just for one day. Oh, we can be here just for one day.
Noah's bags aren't packed, he's not ready to go. You can't get him outside his door unless to a screening or to PTI. Oh, he'll take a train, 'cause it's on firm ground, even if he hears Bill O'Reilly's sound. Can you believe this guy used to cover sports? Hey, Jeffrey, won't you drive for me? An Impala? No, I won't rent that. Guess I'll take that crappy SUV. He's not getting on a boat or airplane. He fears he won't come back again. Oy vey, what a schmuck. Irrational panic will overtake him. Make him go, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. Probabilities, they don't mean a thing. Every place he goes, he must park close. Every trip he takes, meds go up a dose. When he gets back, that red wine must flow. Don't bother with Dramamine. His nice shirt still won't stay clean. Xanax won't keep him even keeled. You'll never get him on a boat or airplane, so afraid to go over the rail, or for the plane to crash and burn. He's not leaving on a boat or airplane. No payoff or voucher will do. Why can't Amtrak cross the ocean?
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. He's gonna read your emails, faxes, notes. He's gonna read them for you folks. I hope you sent some good jokes. Hey Brad, and if you wanna be on TV, just buy a fedora and a ukulele, and you could be as trendy as me, and maybe an extra on Glee. Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Oh yeah, it's time to go. So long to all of you folks.
That is, of course, the Jerry's Mailbag jingle by my talented brother, Jeff Negrelli. So thank you once again, Jeff, for that awesome jingle. Now, we have a short mailbag this week. I'd like to remind you all, you can write me podcast at tkjingles.com if I haven't already mentioned that 100 times this episode. Also, if you'd like to leave a review, I'd love to read the reviews on iTunes for this podcast or on any of the other podcasting sites, Stitcher or Blueberry, or for any of the mobile apps. So if you got the mobile app, you haven't left feedback yet, please do. I'd love to read it here and just love to get more feedback and thoughts from everybody on what they think about this. I'd like if you leave 5 stars, but if you're going to leave something else, definitely leave a comment. There's nothing more frustrating than if somebody leaves a 3-star feedback and doesn't say anything, because then I don't know what to improve. All right, so from the mailbag here, we have an iOS review from KJ. She says, thanks to Jerry for this great app and for helping me get past my fear of upgrading. And if you have an iPhone, the TK Jingles app originally only supported iOS 7.1, but as of this airing, it now supports iOS 6.1 and beyond. So if you got an older phone, you can still use that. And KJ, I think I'm still waiting on a mailbag jingle from you for the opening of this show. So let's see what you got. Next, we have a feedback from Rick. This was on Twitter. He said, great app. I'm already laughing. No jingle delay equals great. Then we have a comment from Dave Clary. And, you know, the mobile apps for TK Jingles, 1,200 downloads for iPhone, 200 for Android, and 12 for Windows Phone. Dave Clary is one of those loyal Windows Phone users. And after he downloaded it, he enthusiastically said, check out your Windows Phone download count, which at the time had just broken 9. So that was a pretty special day. Then we have some feedback from Jimmy at Hooray Bacon on Twitter. He says, TK Jingles is sons of bitches free. And I hope to keep it that way. This podcast will always come out on time or even a day or two early. No podcast delay here. Then we have some feedback from Todd Takai. He says, hearing rocking around the clock and hurt this morning gave me cramps from laughing. That is the exact kind of feedback that I love to hear. Just send me a tweet, guys. It's pretty easy. Send me an email. Just let me know what you think of this show, whatever songs you're hearing. Or leave feedback on tkjingles.com, even better, for folks to write these songs. I'd love to hear it. Then we have a note here from Michael Bradford. He says that he skipped the January and February shows of the TK Jingles, of Tony's show, rather, and obviously of mine, because I don't think I was even doing this then. He says, I'm looking forward to NFL playoffs, Skins Talk, and the Super Bowl. Man, this podcast delay is hell. But that's one of the great things about keeping a few Tony shows in reserve, because Tony takes 2 months off every summer. You have something to listen to besides me yakking and playing stupid songs. Then we have a note from Bob Peterson, and Bob is somebody that on Twitter had initially encouraged me to do an Eagles song, which led to that ill-fated Eagles ticket contest entry that I think was actually just a fun and well-arranged, silly kind of a song there, Seven Bridges Road. So Bob says, great app and even better podcast about a podcast. Thanks, Bob. Chris Olson, in response to finding out that there is a TK Jingles podcast, asked me, do you take calls? And the answer is no. But I am musing with some format changes this summer. There's going to be, I think, 9 shows that I have to do while Tony is out of pocket. So I may switch things up a little bit, bring in some guests, bring in a phone interview. We'll see. I mean, it may just be me sitting here in my kitchen doing the same old thing. But, you know, we'll see it. We'll see where the summer goes. I think a lot's going to depend on how many other people are involved. I'm going to be doing a ton of new songs. But, you know, with Tony off, I think it's probably a good time for people to take a break, recharge, you know, think of new ideas that they can bring back and throw in here in the fall. So we'll see how that goes. Then one last note here from Brad Weiss about this podcast. He says, if you could delay it for just these few weeks while Tony's out of town or Tony's off the air, you know, as a tribute, that would be great. So, you know, maybe I'll take this podcast now and just put it in cold storage until July 4th, just to stick it to everybody, so you kind of feel like Tony's still around and dealing with the sales weasels. Well, you know, I raised a little bit of money on Kickstarter. Maybe I could just hire some sales weasels of my own to F with everybody just to make their lives miserable. That would be fun. I think that might be a nice change of pace for the summer. Just hire an intern to screw everything up. All right, guys. It's been a lot of fun doing this. You know, this is the first week I sat down to do the podcast, and I didn't really feel a lot of enthusiasm to do it. I was kind of tired, long week at work, and when I saw the emails that had queued up and the tweets, and I saw the listened to some of the great songs from the website this past week, I was instantly reminded why I do this, how much fun I have doing this, and was inspired just to go sit down and record this. So thank you all for your support. Please send me a note. Let me know what you think. And those of you writing these songs, keep doing it. They're great. I love to be a part of it. Love that we're able to share so many laughs and that so many of these ideas have come together because of the website. You know, that means a lot to me that everybody's been able to create this great community. So thanks for listening, and I will be back here next week.
Do you think people like these as much as we do?
I hope not.
You know, we like these a lot.
Yes, they must.
That was wonderful.